B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
What's Brewing with Jen is where our own Jen Scordo goes around the world to find three entertaining stories that we can bat around. And it, of course, is brought to us by Dunkin'. It is always game on with Dunkin'. And let me see. Oh, I lost the tag because I'm an idiot. It's right here. Yes. Pick your day to score. Score free medium hot coffee. Rewards members, you can get it. Well, free coffee one time per week. It's a free medium hot coffee. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. And exclusions do apply. Jen, what's going on today?
It's a Monday, Mike. You're forgiven for losing the tag. All right, so Duke lost over the weekend. And this guy took his Lexus SUV. He was given tickets to go see Duke. He is a Duke fan. Went to go to New Orleans to the Final Four to watch the game and refused to pay the high price for a hotel room. So he took his Lexus SUV, which is a luxury vehicle, and built a bed in the back with like actual 2x4s. So he wouldn't have to pay the high prices of a hotel and he still got to go to the game. I don't know why you would...
I wouldn't build a bed with wood. Why not just get an air mattress and blow it up?
Just throw a sleeping bag back there. You're going to have to park out in the middle of nowhere anyway.
I'm not doing a sleeping bag.
No sleeping bag?
No, I'm not doing a sleeping bag.
I wanted better digs. So he probably was able to put the seats down somehow.
Flatten out the seats and then used the lighter to... Or some of them had the regular power jack and I had the air mattress and I
slept. He's got a bad back. He needed a wood base.
He bought like a legit mattress, not just a.
How about just lay a mattress down? Why do you need the wood?
He built a mattress. He built a bed.
I don't trust him. I don't trust him. You drive a Lexus, you can't afford the hotel?
Well, that's what I said. But why are you ruining your Lexus, too?
You can like stay like 60 miles outside of New Orleans and get a cheaper hotel and drive your damn Lexus in and park.
Right. And where are you going to park where somebody's not going to...
Seems like he was doing this so somebody would do a story on it.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, it worked.
Yeah.
That's, I think it was for attention. It just doesn't add up.
Yeah, I don't get it. You're not allowed to sleep in your car, right?
Get a Motel 6.
It'd be like here, okay, you can't get to Philly. If you go far enough away, you go to Delaware, you go to Cherry Hill...
You get those Red Roof Inn types at the airport there in Delco.
Oh, if you want.
That Delco hotel, you know? They got all those hotels.
The airport hotels that you can stay in. Something peculiar about
that
guy.
It's just something about it, yeah.
Yeah, something feels wrong about it.
It doesn't make any sense that you wouldn't just throw a mattress back there.
I think he was doing
it for attention. It worked. Yeah. It worked. He got to go to the game and Duke lost.
What's wrong with Jen?
Yes.
He got on.
Yes, and Duke lost, which makes at least Ty and I happy. All right, Canadian police recently arrested a shoplifter for hitting a store clerk with a solid chocolate bunny as Easter comes near. Those bunnies are heavy.
I know. I won one in high school.
Yeah?
And they had to keep it in the principal's office because it was too heavy, they said, for me to walk around with it all day.
Like, the hollow ones are, you know, ones that are solid.
Those hollow ones are fugazi.
Yeah, they're totally fugazi.
No good.
Yeah.
But the solid ones are pretty heavy, and so... The employee confronted the man, the thief, and the shoplifter that had one of the solid bunnies, and he threw it at him. He ended up running out of the store. He was arrested a couple blocks away, and he was charged with assault and theft, obviously.
What are you hitting people with a chocolate bunny for?
How much was the chocolate bunny?
I don't know.
Solid chocolate.
Couple bucks.
Been pricey.
Those are actually worse
as a kid where you think you're getting a solid chocolate bunny and you bite the head and it's hollow. It's a horrible feel.
I always bite the ears first.
Then it crumbles.
Yeah, it crumbles.
After that, once you pierce the skin,
that
hollow skin, that thing's gone.
That's akin to the full-size candy bar, mini-size candy bar discrepancy.
At Halloween.
But you're trying to cut corners, you get that confection candy eye on the bunny, which is also fugazi.
Oh, yeah.
And it usually has the hollow head.
like fake sugar.
Instead of the chocolate bunny with no eye, just all chocolate.
Right, just straight
solid chocolate.
Now that one's solid and can hit like a brick.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's the problem.
And you can get arrested for assault.
Oh, there you go.
Because of it. Don't throw your solid chocolate bunnies anywhere. My mom was a queen of Easter baskets.
Oh, was she?
Oh, my gosh. My Easter, my brother and I. Ooh.
He's a queen.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do the eggs?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Designed the eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Did she put the hard-boiled eggs in the basket?
Oh, yeah, and then she'd hide them around the yard, and we'd have to go find them.
The real eggs?
Oh, yeah.
Did you then eat those eggs?
No.
What'd you do with them?
Well, it was also, you know, a Sunday morning in Georgia in April, and so it was probably 90
degrees. So they went bad?
We just throw them away, yeah.
You just throw away the eggs?
I'm pretty sure that's what we did.
We grab the eggs, rinse them things off, and then we have to eat the boiled eggs. We take the shell off.
Well, it's not as hot here.
And you take the shell off. We have to eat those.
Most people eat those hard-boiled eggs. Not me, but most people.
Yes, but
we ate those, Jack. My mom used to have a gang of them. They'd be two-tone colors.
Yeah, no, they're pretty.
We were eating those, Jack.
Well, see, in fancy Georgia, where they get thrown.
Not fancy. Georgia,
they can afford to throw away the hard-boiled eggs.
Nah, that was
Easter in the South is
snack,
hot.
Go have one of those eggs from Easter. You know, for the next like week, not forever, but for the next few days, we were eating all those eggs.
Yeah, well, smell you, Jen.
It's not that.
There's a lot of impoverished people out there who can use that egg.
It's hot at Easter time in Georgia in the South, so you're gonna eat a hard-boiled egg that's been sitting outside in the yard for now?
Yeah, how long are your Easter egg hunts? What are your Easter egg hunts? Marathons?
Oh, gosh.
It takes 10 minutes to hunt for eggs.
Oh, my goodness.
And you eat the damn egg.
I can't win.
All right.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Okay, so I used to work at NBC 10, and this was ages ago, but we had a weatherman there at one point.
Good for you.
Now, listen. So his name was Doug Kammerer. Do you remember Doug Kammerer?
I remember him.
All right.
He tried to beat me in a home run derby contest
once.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Didn't work.
He was a baseball player.
Yes, he is baseball, yeah. He's also a weatherman. Yeah. So he left Philadelphia.
Yeah, he was a handsome lad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ended up going to Washington, D.C. several years ago. He's married. He has 2 children. So when those crazy storms came through, you may have seen this over the weekend, he was live on the air. The warning, the tornado warning came through, and it was going directly over his house. Live on the air, he picked up his cell phone and he called his children because he said, I know they're not paying attention. They're at home alone. They're sitting in front of a TV gaming, and I know that they won't hear the sirens or they won't get the warning, and they need to get to the basement because it was going directly over his house. Mm-hmm. So live on the air on TV, he called his kids and say, hey, look, I know you're not paying any attention, but you've got to get in the basement right now. Grab your brother or your sister, whichever one it was. Get downstairs. And y'all will be safe. And it's made like it was on the Today Show. Wow. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was neat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Look, you're still...
No, yeah, I'm just saying. Mr. Baseball lost to old Mikey Miss in a media home run hitting derby contest.
It's good. I'm surprised.
That's when I hit it over the vet left field wall. Well, I'm not.
Did you really?
Yes.
Gotcha, Mike.
Yeah, two-time trophy.
That's good you got the trophy. The kids, though, a lot of those come through on the phone now, those alerts.
Right. I have turned off.
I get those alerts for the phone, like the emergency. Nah, I don't want to hear about your, like, what can I do with your Amber Alert?
Yeah.
I can't go find the kid. I'm home. Like, I'm not going to go looking. Like, but, like, if I happen to see the car, by all means, I'll call. But, like, I'm not going to go look. But if the weather warnings like that, I get.
I don't get
that. So the kids should turn that back on the phone because those kids are going to look at their phones. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Even if they're not looking at the TV and they're gaming, they get an alert. They'll look at their phones and then they know to get in the basement. Oh.
So he wound up in Washington, D.C., huh?
Yep. Yeah, he's at the NBC station down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for him. That's a good city to be in. Yeah. I like that city.
Yeah. Major market.
Yep.
He's doing well, evidently.
I hope, you know.
Married 2 kids.
A lot of meteorologists from here go there.
That's true.
I was trying to dodge all that. But yes, you are correct, Mike.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the end of What's Brewing with Jen.
Thank goodness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.